It's Friday, March 10th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Republican attempt to tweak Obamacare passed a vote on its second congressional committee hearing after 27 hours of debate yesterday. Conservative Republicans call the bill Obamacare Light, as it retains federal subsidies for health care, while repealing both the corporate and individual mandates. The AARP and the American Medical Association have both voiced opposition to the Republican-drafted bill. Tony Perkins and the Family Research Council also issued a report opposing the legislation, claiming that the Republicans have capitulated to the assumption that health care is a, quote, government entitlement, unquote. Fox News Channel is still embroiled in a long series of sexual harassment suits that include such personalities as Gretchen Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Andrea Tentaros, and Tamara Holder. Last September, 21st Century Fox settled on a $20 million award to Carlson related to allegations of sexual harassment against Roger Ailes. Now, the company has agreed to pay another $2.5 million to Tamara Holder in connection with allegations of sexual harassment against Francisco Cortez, another executive from the Fox News Latino division of the company. Both Cortez and Ailes have left the company, according to a CNN report. The Word of God reminds us, whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6:7. Oil prices fell under $50 a barrel, thanks to record stockpiles sitting on U.S. soil. The Wall Street Journal noted that American nonprofit executives are raking in the compensation. Over the last 3 years, the number of executives receiving seven-figure incomes has increased by 33%. The article points out that the evangelical End Times writer, Hal Lindsey, and his wife received $4 million out of contributions of $8 million of income last year. Scotland's parliament is making new efforts to bring back the State Guardian program, in which each child is assigned a social worker from birth. This despite the fact that 64% of Scots see this as, quote, an unacceptable intrusion, unquote, into the family jurisdiction, according to a Servation poll taken last year. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is joining other left-leaning nations, like Australia, to compensate for the United States' reluctance to fund international abortion. Trudeau has pledged $650 million of funding for international abortion providers. Trudeau is a professing Roman Catholic, yet there is no indication from the Vatican that the church will submit him to church discipline. A new study on millennials traces the denominational journeys of the 20 to 40-year-old crowd, identifying those denominations that are gaining and losing millennials. The biggest losers are Methodists, Catholics, liberal Presbyterians, and fundamentalist Baptists, denominations that are losing anywhere from 38 to 52% of the young people who have attended their churches in the past. The greatest denominational gainers are unaffiliateds, atheists, and agnostics. However, the Reformed Presbyterians and Reformed Baptists have actually increased their millennial attendance by 200%. And the Anglicans have increased their millennial interest by 63%. Non-denominational churches increased by 21%. The study, conducted by Generations.org, surveyed 10,000 millennials and found that churches most likely to disciple their members and hold them accountable are generally the most likely to grow. Last week, Don Wildman, the founder of the American Family Association, received the 2017 National Religious Broadcasters Hall of Fame Award at the NRB convention in Orlando, Florida. The Worldview spoke with Don's son, Tim, about why so few pastors have the guts to address the sin of abortion from the pulpit.
Unfortunately, when you have between 50 and 60 million abortions, you're going to have a lot of people sitting in your church that probably have experienced it, have had an abortion, or a boyfriend of someone they've taken to get an abortion. That's one reason why a lot of pastors are leery of talking on it, because it hits home so close. It shouldn't be that way. We know there's grace and forgiveness for people who've sinned in any way, abortion included. I know we want to be sensitive to people and not condemn them. Jesus didn't condemn people, but at the same time, you have to preach the truth in love and talk about holiness and righteousness. We have to hold up a standard, even if we don't achieve it or attain it. That's been lacking in a lot of churches, I think, unfortunately.
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, March 10th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we produce the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.